This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Listen, when they got him out, he had four broken ribs. This hand was all crushed. It had several blood cut all over his face. Blood was just all over the place. So they carried him to the hospital, and he woke up on the way to the hospital. Well, he called me and told me, he said, Thurman, I just had a truck wreck. And he said, I don't know how bad a shape I'm in, but I know I'm hurting seriously. And so he said, I need you to pray. I said, okay. Now, this man is a man of faith. He started coming to the healing school 7 years ago, and he learned about God's Word. And he's gone back to his little Baptist church down here in Combine, Texas. And he has prayed for many people in that church since he's learned how God's Word works. And he's seen many, many miracles and healing, especially in the area of the young people, which he's the RA director. And so he's even seen blind eyes open. He's seen heart valves fixed. He's just seen the Lord do some awesome things praying for these young people. So God has really used him mightily. So it doesn't surprise me that the enemy's trying to take him out. So he tried to take him out, but he called and wanted me to pray the prayer of faith for him. And he said, you pray for me, and it's done. I'm getting up out of this hospital. I'm going to go home. He said, now you talk about faith talking. That's faith talking. So I prayed for him, and then he said, it's done. Well, he's laying there, and of course, you know, they don't have no rooms or nothing, just a bed out there in the emergency area is all that's left, and that's where he's at. So he's just laying there resting because he's got to get a hold of a phone somewhere and call his wife to tell her where he is to come get him. Because he's in Florida somewhere. And so he said, I'm worshiping the Lord. I'm just praising the Lord. I'm thanking the Lord. I'm speaking in tongues. I'm doing all kinds of things. So, I mean, for a Baptist, that's unusual. But, you know, he was praying in tongues, and then he was praying normal, and he was praying here, and he was praising God. He'd raise his crushed hand up, and he'd praise God. Well, guess what the doctors thought was wrong with him? Yeah, he was, you know, he was hallucinating. You know, I mean, this guy's gone crazy. So he said, I noticed him come up and begin to put something in my IV. And I said, what's that? They said, well, this will make you feel better. He said, I don't want any drugs. I don't want any drugs. He said, well, they thought I was crazy. And as I worshipped and praised God, and they kept putting morphine in him until, you know, for 3 days, they filled him up with morphine until his wife finally got there. And he told us how awesome it was that his wife couldn't find anything, couldn't read a map or nothing else. And she gets on an airplane here and goes to a city that's about 90 miles from where he is and has to get a rent car. And said on the airplane, a man sits right beside her and asks her where she's going. She tells her she's going to Florida to pick up her husband because he's in a wreck and he's in a hospital. And she said, I have no idea where this hospital is. He said, what's the name of it? And she told him, and he said, we just live right around the corner from there. And said, my son is fixing to pick me up. So when you get your rent car, if you will follow us, my son and I will take you right to the front door of that hospital. And he said, they did. You know, that might have been an angel too, you know it? That might have been an angel. But anyway, she said how awesome it was that since she didn't know how to get around, and then, of course, her husband had to read the map to get him back to the airplane. And then when they got back to the airplane, since he was injured and everything, it was really nice that they upgraded him to first class. So he got to ride in a big, comfortable chair. And they came on home. And then last night, I just felt impressed to call. And I'm out after the healing school. It's 11 o'clock or so. I'm out trying to get radio shows and preparing a message for today and everything else, and I'm out there in the ministry center all by myself in my little room all locked up, you know, where it's quiet, trying to do things. And I just happened to think while I'm trying to feed some information into the computer, some teachings that I'd done so I could make some radio shows from it, I just thought, you know, I need to call him. And so I pulled up his name on my database, not realizing that it was his dad's number. So I called, and when I did, I asked the lady, I said, is this Orville there? And she said, Orville who? And I told her, and she said, who is this? And I said, well, ma'am, this is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministry. She said, oh, you're the one that came to the hospital and prayed for my husband when he was sick. I said, yes, ma'am, that was me. He was miraculously healed from a terminal illness back in those days. But she said, you were looking for my son, weren't you? I said, yes, I was. I said, I guess I dialed your number in error. She said, I am glad you did. I just got off the phone with him, and he's so depressed because he didn't have enough faith, and he's still in pain. He says he guess God won't never be able to use him again. Said he's really depressed. And she said, I'm really glad you called me, because said he really needs some words of encouragement. I said, okay. So I hung up the phone and called him. And when I did, I asked him how he was doing. And he said, well, you know, I've really been beat up on by the devil. I've had all these trials and tests. And he said, I guess I'm just not going to, I don't have enough faith. He said, you know, I let them put that morphine in me. And he said, I've been to the doctor. I had to have surgery on my hand and had to put steel pins and everything else. Said, I got these four broke ribs, you know, and I can't hardly breathe. He said, I coughed yesterday or this morning early, and he said, it liked to kill me. He said, I cried because these ribs hurt so bad. I said, well, looks like a good place, an opportunity of service to the King, doesn't it? I said, so let's you and me pray the prayer of faith. So I prayed the prayer of faith for him, and then I told him, I said, now then you'll have no pain. The Lord will heal you, because he said, I can have whatever I say with my mouth if I believe it with my heart, Mark 11:23. And I said, in the morning, get up and go to your Sunday school class and teach your Sunday school class. He said, I'll do it. So a while ago at 1:30, he called. And he said, Thurman, I woke up this morning, and when I woke up, he said, I had the most excruciating pain in my back, and I couldn't even move. My back hurt so bad. And I thought about your tape, how the devil hit you in the back, and you took the word, and you came against the enemy. And I said, devil, I'm getting out of this bed. You better give it your best shot, because you're the loser and I'm the winner. And he said, I started quoting the word, and said, I finally got out of bed. I got up, and the further I got toward the bathroom, the better I got. And then he said, I got to the bathroom, and I was able to brush my teeth, shave, and everything. And then all of a sudden, I felt a big sneeze coming on. And he said, before I could stop, I had sneezed 3 times, and I did it with no pain. He said, praise the Lord. He said, glory to God. Well, let me tell you, the King is still there, and he still answers prayer. Like Benjamin said, he still answers prayer. Now, see, we don't understand all the things that the Lord is doing, but just like I was trying to tell him, and this is what my message, it's amazing, as the Lord, as I standing there a while ago singing with Cheryl, how the Lord touched my heart with a completely different message than I had planned. And I think, Lord, how often you do these things to me. So we're going to go to a whole new place. And I want, after all the things that's happened this week with all these people and the trials and tests, this is where the Lord took me. James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various or diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Lord, I got all the patience I need. I don't need no more. How about you, Brittany? We got enough patience? No, we think so, don't we? Because I don't know about you, but I'm just like another man I talked to a while ago when I said, get used to the trials and tests. He said, I don't like getting used to the trials and tests. Well, let me tell you, he and I is exactly in the same boat. I don't like getting used to the trials and tests either. But it seems like they're there. And this is what's hard for me to grasp, is when a trial comes, for me to jump up and say, Lord, thank you for the privilege that Orville nearly got killed in a truck wreck. Thank you that he didn't get killed. Or when all these other things happen. Who knows what God does through these things? But I don't know if you're like me, but I really don't like trials and tests. I don't like it, especially I don't like it if I was watching my arm go down in an auger being torn all to pieces. That's a pretty ultimate test, isn't it? Yeah. You don't like that. But through prayer, we got to see God do a supernatural healing on Ty's hand and arm. And I think virtually not a scar either. I mean, you're in great shape. But, you know, who wants to go through those kind of things? Much less who wants to start saying, Lord, I thank you, and I count it all joy for these trials and tests. I don't know about you, but it's a whole lot easier for me to grumble and complain when the trials and tests come than it is for me to say, Lord, I want to thank you for this test. I want to thank you that you're doing something that I don't know about, so I want to thank you that I've just gone through this test. I want to thank you, Lord, that I just had this truck wreck and I was nearly killed. No. That's not where I live. You know, but the Lord says. And He obviously knows more than we do. Because He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, worketh patience. Now let me tell you, Orville had just about got down to the bottom because he had tried his faith for several weeks now and he was not getting a whole lot better. He knows the Word of God works. He's prayed for children with blind eyes and they've opened, and he's prayed for children that had heart valves failed and the Lord healed them. He knows the prayer of faith works, but it doesn't appear to be working for him. Now let me ask you this question. Those of you that are faith people, and I'd like to think that most of you in this room today are faith people, how many of you have ever had a time or a trial or a test when it didn't appear your faith was working? Have any of you ever had one of those like me? Yeah, I guess that's all of us. That's pretty well 100%. But we don't like it when it doesn't work instantly, because I love it when I get to pray the prayer of faith for somebody and see the results the next morning. Or pray the prayer of faith like we did for Gary out there the other day in Salt Lake and saw him healed in 2 minutes with a broken back. That's what we love, right? We love to see God do those kind of miracles in a rabbi. So we can't do that either. So we got to keep it in. How difficult is it to ask in faith? Said when we've nothing from God, I better start learning this scripture. I was out in. He said, I guess you're going to tell me that boy's warts and scars all went away. I said, yes, that's exactly right. That's exactly what happened. But I said, see, if God says you got to do it a certain way, I tried it my way for years and it never worked.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.